Welcome to the USA Hockey Magazine podcast, the voice of hockey in America, with your host, Harry Thompson, editor of USA Hockey Magazine.
Hi, welcome back to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast. We're talking with Jack Capuano, who is the head coach of the New York Islanders, who just finished speaking at the National Hockey Coaches Symposium in Las Vegas. Jack, thanks for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you.
I just wanted to get some of your thoughts on addressing. There's about 450 hockey coaches here, and you talked to them about systems and just your thoughts about presenting in front of a group like that.
Well, I think it's great. I've been involved in USA Hockey for a little bit, and for me, like I told them when I first started, they thank us for coming, but it's really we should be thanking them. They dedicate a lot of time and sacrifice a lot of time. And they have a tremendous impact on these young kids, and very appreciative of the effort that they put in. So I thought it was fantastic. They had a lot of great questions, and the topic that I like to talk about anyway is systems and the X's and O's. And I thought we had a good morning.
And you're talking about these guys. They've give back so much to the game. I was wondering from when you were growing up in Rhode Island, who were some of the coaches who really had an impact on you, both as a player and as a person?
Well, you always go back to your high school coaches, right, your youth coaches. And I know my brother David, obviously, going to Mount St. Charles, he had Bill Belisle and Dave Belisle, who we just got to see a little bit. Saw Dave on ESPN there with the Little League. But, Dick Ernst, obviously, had a big impact on me in my youth career and my high school. And then when I went away to prep school at Kent, Connecticut, I think we know the Army's well-named families. And, Tommy had a big impact on me as well, and James, Mr. Piattelli, God rest his soul too. But you don't forget the people that you grew up with, because they have a special impact on you, and I think you ask a lot of NHL players, and I'll tell you the same thing.
You also gave a little shout out to Sean Walsh in your
right.
Presentation today.
Yeah.
So he must have had a big impact.
Yeah, there's no question that Sean had an impact. The one, people ask me a lot of things about Sean. What I took away from Sean was his work ethic, mm-hmm. And no one's going to outwork him. And young coach when he first came in and really established himself as one of those guys that communicated with his players very well, had a lot of trust and believability in us, and that's one of the things that we preach. But you learn those things, and you learn them from good coaches. But to me, Sean was a worker, and he worked extremely hard. And you look at the guys that have gone on to either be general managers or coaches that have played under him, and I'm sure he'd be proud of us.
And so is there do you just take a little bit of everything from these different coaches that have had an impact on you and how you approach coaching the New York Islanders?
I think so. I think that you always, even as a player, I mean, a lot of people say that, they take on your personality. When I first started coaching years ago in the ECHL, and I was that type of player, I was, always that offensive-minded defenseman, and I kind of coached that way a little bit with our guys. And I'm sure that there's forwards, and I know that if you look around, some of the great coaches in the NHL that were forwards had Hall of Fame careers, same thing, and I'm sure they did the same. So you always try to learn a little bit of where you go. Listening is a skill, and I think the one thing I've been able to do throughout my processes here is just try to pay attention. And I didn't have many coaches, but the coaches that I've had all have made a very good impact. They're all there to teach. And, the bottom line is they care about you. I mean, and you could talk about systems all you want, but a player at the end of the day, they want to know how much you care about them and what you're going to do to help them maximize his potential.
Dean Lombardi kicked off the symposium last night and said a lot of those very same points.
Yeah, if Dean was as good as a general manager as he was an agent, maybe I'd still be playing. Because Dean was my agent when we first started. He's a great guy, and did a tremendous job last night. In his conversation with the people here, but he's going on to, and he'd be the first to tell you. An agent, and then getting into managing his teams, that he's learned a great deal from a lot of people as well. So there's a lot of good people in this USA Hockey program. I'm part that I could be a part of it, obviously, today. And it's always good to come back and see a lot of familiar faces.
You've had some other involvement with USA Hockey, right? I mean, you've coached some national teams or some select teams.
Yeah, I worked in, obviously, we did a lot of work. It might have been 6 or 7 years in a row there. We did, we do the 15s, we do the 17s, and then, you know, I think it was 05, I went over to where did we go? Five Nations.
Okay.
I think it was. It's crazy, I can remember a lot of things, but not dates. But, no, we had an opportunity to go over there, and I had some pretty good players. We had Carlock Pozzo, who plays with the Islanders now. We had Max Pacioretty, who's playing for the Montreal Canadiens now. So we had some good a good team when we went over. We had a lot of fun. It was a great experience for a lot of our guys. You know, it's great that USA Hockey gives not only myself but other participants that help out in those festival camps the opportunity to go overseas and gain that experience.
Can you talk a little bit about the development of American players? I mean, you mentioned a couple of the more better talented young players in Carlock Pozzo, Mac Pacioretty. But can you just talk a little bit about the evolution of the American player and what you've seen in your time?
Well, you got to give credit to USA Hockey and the Board of Governors and all the people that are involved and the volunteers that are involved. I mean, it's come such a long way. I mean, you know, we couldn't be sitting here now, you know, talking about the medals that we've won and the compete level that we have and when we go to these tournaments and you watch the way we play and the coaches and you know, right on down to the players. So to me, it's been incredible to watch, you know, the surge of players that have now established themselves as tremendous, you know, National Hockey League players. And, you know, USA Hockey's obviously doing something right. They got good people, and they got a good program, and it's just getting better and better.
You know, I wanted to ask you quickly about skill development at the NHL level and how much time you and your staff put in with continuing to help these players to work on their skills
on a daily basis. I mean, there's not days that go by that we're not showing something to our players or working with something with our players on teaching. Whether it's sticks, whether it's skating, we have obviously, granted, we do have video coaches that, you know, that we work with, that our players work with. We have conditioning coaches, and we also have, you know, a skills coach. So we're working on something constantly with our guys, a lot of skating, a lot of edge work, and that all ties into how we play in our systems too. So, there's not a day that goes by that we don't split at the end of practice. And forwards will be at one end and D will be at the other end. And we're working on something specific with those positional players.
You know, your talk today was about systems. And I know that sometimes some of our youth hockey guys, they get a little concerned that coaches spend a little too much time at the youth hockey level with systems over just working on skills and things like that. I was wondering if you had any messages for youth coaches on how to balance the two.
Well, it's always been... You're not going to lose your job on wins and losses, right, when you're coaching that level. You make a tremendous impact on these kids. You know, try to teach them. But when you're at a level, learn to skate on mites. You know, the one thing that I think the U.S. program has done a real good job now of is making sure that they learn the edge work and they learn how to skate properly and the backward skating and, you know, whatever it takes. And those systems and how you play the game will come as you grow into a certain age group. But as I told them, I mean, you know, the systems don't work no matter what system you play if you don't work. But the systems aren't going to work if you can't skate and properly do what you have to do. So I think it's important. And the message would be really at, you know, that age level, you know, continue to work on their skills because that's the only way that they're going to improve. And the repetition that they do is going to drive the execution level of their progression.
Absolutely. And then my last question for you is just getting ready for another season out on Long Island. Just your thoughts about the Islanders and where you're going with that program.
Well, a disappointing season last year, there's no question, after the playoff, you know, performance that we put up against Pittsburgh. But injuries are no excuse. But again, you know, we ran into some problems last year. I think, you know, this summer, Garth obviously has a lot of passion, you know, for the Islanders. And he went out, and we got a lot of depth this year. We got some players, obviously, that can step in and play. And, you know, for me, for the first time, and hopefully it can stay injury-free, that we're going to have a healthy competition in training camp. I like the fact that, you know, and Nabokov did a great job for us, and in our goalies last year with Anders Nielsen and Kevin Poulin. But Garth, you know, besides Kuhlman up front and Grabowski up front, we got Halak and we got Chad Johnson coming in. So he's made some moves this summer, and I'm excited about the depth of our hockey club, and I can't wait to get going.
So that's just a couple weeks away.
Yeah, going to go back, obviously. We're gonna have our meetings right after Labor Day, and we'll start our rookie camp around the 10th. And then the 16th, I'm not sure, the 17th exactly, per the CBA, our main camp will start. And there's only like 3 days of practice, and fly to Newfoundland and play 2 games against Ottawa right off the bat, exhibition game. So it comes up quickly. I know our guys have paid the price this summer. They weren't happy about, obviously, the way we finished. So I'm looking forward to getting back with the boys and working with them.
That's fantastic. Well, Jack, I want to thank you very much for not only being here, but for taking the time to talk to us today.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
You've been listening to another USA Hockey Magazine podcast, produced by Norman Hayward and Mark Burns. Be sure to follow us at usahockeymagazine.com, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Thanks for listening.